You know, he knows how to find guys that are open. So, I mean, we got to do different things defensively, change up different looks, and, you know, we definitely have to get after him.
A couple of other teams
have mentioned that, you know, you get mulled into this idea that they run the ball so much now, so there's a big pass play. Do you kind of have to stay on guard for the idea?
I mean, you just got to read your keys and play a side of football. You know, they have the ability to, you know, to make big plays in the passing game if you let them. But, you know, like I said, you just got to, you know, play fundamental defense, read your keys, and play physical ball.
Physically, how are you getting prepared? It's been a tough couple of months for you. We're taking a few hits.
Yeah.
How do you get yourself ready?
I mean, it's this time of year. I mean, everyone's playing, you know, banged up, and you just got to continue to fight through it and get as healthy as you can for the week at hand and play your best football. So, I mean, you know, my nicks and bruises, I'll continue to play with them. It's a part of the game at this time of year. You know, it's all about mental toughness and helping your team be successful.
With Tebow and McGahee, how important is it to stop them at the line rather than give them a chance to get to that second level of the defense and maybe have a little more open space?
Yeah, I mean, they're definitely, you know, explosive players, the both of them. I mean, McGahee's having a great year, running hard, making guys miss. So, I mean, we got to play assignment football. We really have to play, you know, physical football, and guys got to, you know, rally to the football.